Hi, my name is Larry Brown. I'm an international marketing director with GMX Corporation, and I welcome you to today's recording. Today, our focus will be distributor training and customer information on GMX treatment for fuel, featuring Mr. Jim Turner as our guest speaker.
Hi, Larry.
But first, Jim, let me give a brief overview of our company and products. The GMX product is magnetic equipment specifically designed and manufactured for treating fluids like water and fuel. Water, we use GMX to solve hard water problems in both residential and commercial settings. In home use, GMX protects the plumbing, faucets and fixtures, water heaters and dishwashers from the damage otherwise caused by the hard water minerals. It also controls the spotting on sinks and shower walls, making everything much easier to clean. Soaps and detergents and shampoos all work much better, and the water is much less harsh on skin and hair. We also use GMX in commercial buildings to control hard water damage. In places like schools, restaurants, hotels, nursing homes, hospitals, apartment complexes, and also in industry like dairy milking parlors, sugarcane processing plants, and in commercial boilers across all sorts of industries. Anywhere hard water is being used, GMX can be a great benefit. GMX is also used to treat fuels, causing them to burn more completely upon combustion. And when a fuel burns more completely, there is less emissions exhausted and improved performance and fuel efficiency. In addition to treating gasoline and diesel for passenger automobiles, work trucks, and transport vehicles, GMX is also used for treating fuel oil for furnaces and boilers, and we even use it to treat liquid propane. Our manufacturing company, GMX International Corporation, is based in Chino, California, and has been manufacturing this equipment since 1992 for over 14 years now. They distribute GMX throughout the United States and also in countries like Canada, India, Australia, and South America. I've personally been using GMX for treating water and fuel since 1993, and I've now been involved in marketing it since 1994. One of the most exciting parts of my business is the incredible people that I meet. I've often said that our GMX customers are the most intelligent and business-savvy people ever, and among the many that I've had the pleasure of getting to know, my guest today certainly fits that description. Jim Turner first became a customer of GMX, and when he experienced the great benefits in the both water and the fuel, he became excited about the potential we have for really making a big contribution with this product, and he's now joined us in the marketing of GMX. Jim brings to us many years of business experience. His most recent business prior to GMX was with Smith Barney as a financial consultant. He has also worked with Coldwell Banker Investment Properties. And before that, he had a very long and successful history in the magazine publishing business, including publisher of Golf Magazine, associate publisher of Newsweek International Division in London. He owned and published his own San Francisco magazine. And finally, as the final introduction for Jim, as he speaks out about GMX fuel treatment, he's what I call a car guy, and he was the publisher of a magazine called Wheels Afield, and associate publisher for many years of a magazine we've all heard of, Motor Trend Magazine. Jim, welcome again.
Thanks, Larry. Hello, everyone. Larry was right. I'm a car nut. I call myself a car nut. I have been all my life, I guess. Having raced my own car many years ago, and when I was in Europe, I got Newsweek International involved in Grand Prix auto racing. So I am a car nut, and I was amazed, and I was first interested, and then I educated myself with GMX, and I'm now amazed at the results that I experience in from customer reports, and maybe most amazed from results from my own car. I have an old friend for a car that I use, a 20-year-old Mercedes-Benz, which has been a wonderful old friend, and I keep it in top condition because I am a car nut. So I was really stunned by the results I experienced from my GMX application. And if you'll bear with me, Larry, just a couple of minutes, I'll walk through a brief history of what I did with this fine old car. And I'll reach back to August of 2004. Knowing that my car was in top condition, I took a trip to California and simply recorded the mileage, as I'm prone to do once in a while, like most car nuts do. And at that point in time, I recorded a 23.2%, 23.2 miles per gallon city average and a 28.6 miles per gallon highway average. This was when the odometer read 127,000 miles. Well, Larry came into my life and GMX came into my life when I installed this equipment in my own home and absolutely pleased with the results and came on board as a distributor and then started tracking the actual activity on my car further as follows. I installed a GMX 400 unit on my car when it had 132,000 miles, almost 133,000. And after 800 miles, I took a mileage reading, and my mileage had moved up to 26.8 miles per gallon for city and 34.1 miles per gallon on highway. Needless to say, I was both surprised and, of course, delighted. Well, I rode along for a few months, and I wondered to myself, I wonder if this thing is still working. I wonder if it really is for real. So I removed the thing. I removed my 400 off my car when I had 136,000 miles on the odometer, and I took it to an emission state-controlled emission station and got a reading which almost exactly matched the reading I got back in 04 when my car had 127,000 miles on it. Now, mind you, I'm almost 10,000 miles down the road now. And the readings read almost exactly the same. For instance, my hydrocarbon readings back in 04 read 53 parts per million. And the hydrocarbon readings, and when I removed the GMX device in just January of this year, read 63. The carbon monoxide was exactly the same, 23. Interesting to note, though, that back in September, when I first installed the GMX, my hydrocarbon readings dropped to less than half, dropped from 53 to 21. And the carbon monoxide reading dropped from 23 to 13. Big difference, huge difference. And, of course, that's reflected in my miles per gallon recording for this older car. So I moved forward. I put the GMX back on in February after a few miles, and the emission control, reading dropped back down to 22 hydrocarbon and 0.05 on carbon monoxide. I thought about this for a while, and I concluded that at 127,000 miles, my old car had a lot of carbon buildup in the cylinders and in the fuel system. And what my GMX 400 model did, of course, obviously, was clean up the system, gave me a good reading initially, but after about 4 months gave me a startlingly better reading. So I am now pursuing this with this information under my arm. I'm calling on school districts. I'm calling on city water departments who have a lot of equipment out on the road. I'm calling on limousine company owners who have a fleet. Many of them have fleets of 6 or 8 or 10, maybe 15 different vehicles. And in every case, if you're inclined to pick up your Yellow Pages, whoever you are out there, and run your finger down limousine services, you'll probably find 5 or 6, 8, 10 different entries of limousine competitors, and in every case, I can tell you, their biggest ongoing monthly expense is fuel purchase. And they are delighted. When I knock on their door or when you knock on their door, they will be delighted to hear from you, and you can tell them that you can assist them in reducing their fuel cost by 15%. And I even carry it this far, Larry. I guarantee to my customers that I will reduce their fuel cost by 10%. But in my practice, my actual practice, I've always experienced something better than a 15% decrease or increase in mileage and decrease in fuel cost.
Right. Well, and if I can interject here just a moment, our broad experience over the 14 years of putting this out there is that it's very, very rare that we don't get 10% improvement. is in miles per gallon on highway driving. And on the other hand, there's probably at least a third of our customers, if not more, that get better than that. And so that's kind of been our approach over the years, is to say, look, 10%, and then if that happens to be one of the vehicles and we can do better than that, then that's even gravy. That's even better.
Well, you're right, Larry. A lot of people are surprised to learn that this product works even better on diesel fuel, because everybody knows that gasoline is more highly refined than diesel. So the actual change in the molecules in the fuel has a greater impact than diesel fuel. So diesel trucks, diesel school buses that I currently work with are just they're amazed and quick to come on board and use the GMX product.
Now, Jim, now with that reporting and overview, I think it might be helpful. Let's go back and step by step a kind of a review or summary in kind of the chronological order here. And let's go back to your results. We're going back to August of 2004. Mm-hmm. And this is 2 years before you even knew about GMX. And this,
right.
you went back to these records and pulled out these records. And at that time, on a road trip, your vehicle at the time had 127,000 miles on it. And at that time, you were required to do an emissions check. And you did the emissions test, and that's where it showed the hydrocarbon at 53 and the carbon monoxide at 0.23.
Correct.
Okay.
And after putting on the GMX, it cut to less than half. It dropped to 21 hydrocarbons and 13 carbon monoxide.
Okay, almost exactly 2 years later, 2 years and 2 months basically, you learned about the GMX and you put it on that, and it from the 2004 reading, it cut the mm-hmm. hydrocarbons from 53 down to 21
mm-hmm.
and the carbon monoxide from 0.23 down to 0.13.
Yes.
Okay, then is when you went through your, is this thing really working, and or let's just really prove this out. And so you removed the GMX for a time, mm-hmm. and then you went back and did another emissions test, and the hydrocarbon, and this was just in February, that was this month, February
early, yeah, early this 2007. Month, early February 07, the hydrocarbon jumped back up to 63.
Okay. After removing the GMX and then you went in without the GMX and it was right back up in that same framework that it was 2 years ago, a week or so, or basically the same week then after getting that reading, you went ahead and put the GMX back on, went back in and got another emissions test, and right away it dropped it back down again. Even lower than where it was before. And corresponding with that, going back on the mileage then in chronological order, you went from August of 2004, let's just focus for now on the highway miles per gallon, 28.6.
28.6, my most recent reading with GMX 400 in place. If everybody's sitting down, I hope you are. My most recent reading, a pure highway test, was 37.4 miles per gallon. Incredible.
And that's vehicle now that's 2.5 years older than it was, and with an additional, well, 127,000 miles up to almost 137,000 miles. So.
And Larry, I did absolutely nothing to the engine. I didn't change the spark plugs. I did not even change the air filter.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted it to be a pure test of GMX application.
Well, and the other thing, Jim, that everybody should understand is you being a car guy and car nut and understanding how these things work, all of your mileage tests were done with, in other words, you got out on the highway, removed all the other factors that can influence it. On your emissions test, you made sure that you had driven a certain amount of miles, the engine was warm. In other words, you did all the things that you're supposed to do to get the accurate test.
I topped off the tanks exactly the same spot each time, and I recorded all this by mileage and by date, and incidentally, I forwarded this on to Sharon in California, and I'm sure she'll make this available to anybody who'd like to see it. It's all recorded. It's all recorded by date and mileage, and the official documents from the state of New Mexico who actually conducted the emission testing, and the four readouts.
Great.
So,
pretty
well documented.
And in the words, you might be able to put it more understandably than me. The way I understand it, these results, the fact that you get better fuel mileage, the fact that you have lower emissions, it's basically because, first of all, your fuel is burning more completely, and then second of all, with that, you end up with a cleaner engine.
Well, that's exactly right, and I even took it one step further, Larry. I'll expand a little bit, but there we have a couple of racers in our town. We have lots of people have heard of the Unser family.
Mm-hmm.
They're well-known racers in Albuquerque. But we have another guy named Courtney Haynes. Now, name doesn't mean anything, but he happens to own one of two dyno testing shops in Albuquerque.
Okay.
A very knowledgeable guy. We strapped my vehicle on his dyno and made 7 passes, and I was surprised to note that it did not increase this great increase in mileage and better emissions reading, did not increase my horsepower. So I asked him about that. I said, how could this be, Courtney?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've got the results on mileage, and he said, well, wait a minute. We didn't do anything in the engine to change the horsepower rating. But what has happened is you're achieving the same horsepower with less fuel.
With less fuel.
That's
okay.
Simple.
Okay. Okay. Well, Jim, another and very well documented set of evidence for what the GMX can do on fuel treatment. And then again, Jim has suggested the ideas from a marketing standpoint. Besides all the personal vehicles out here in every garage as we go up and down the road. In the yellow book, you would suggest a look under, tell us again, Jim?
Well, you can take a look under limousines. Every city of almost any size has a limousine service, probably a number of limousines, and quite often you'll find couriers that will run a fleet of small trucks or very small vehicles to deliver documents, not packages, not FedEx kind of thing, but small envelopes between banks and closing companies, title companies, and so forth. There are courier companies. Well, once again, one of the biggest problems these people have is their monthly fuel bill, and you can make a big hero out of yourself by going to talk to them.
Well, and in closing, the other thing that we really didn't mention in the introduction and probably an oversight on my part, again, without getting into politics or taking sides or anything, but we all know that there's a tremendous focus right now on becoming less dependent on foreign oil. There's a tremendous challenge. We've been challenged, you might say, to save 20%, increase our efficiencies by 20%, and we hear more all the time about the global warming issue and whether we totally agree with all of the facts on that. There's nobody that would disagree that reducing emissions isn't very important and very necessary and very helpful. And so here with one small, very inexpensive device, permanent device that can be added to any vehicle, taken off and put on your next vehicle, we can achieve at least half, if not more, immediately of that 20% improvement that we've been challenged to do over the next 10-year period.
Exactly. And people who are in the civil service end of our life, like fleets for cities or counties or school systems, are very aware of that because they recognize that being somehow on the federal payroll, they are going to be asked to make some serious contribution to this. They can see it coming down the road.
Right. So with that, again, Jim, I appreciate the work you've done on collecting this set of evidence, a very good set of evidence, and making available to all of us. Anybody listening on, distributor or customer, who would like to learn more, please visit our corporate website, gmxinternational.com. Again, that's gmxinternational.com. If all goes as planned, very soon there will actually be a sister website specifically for the fuel that you'll be able to go and learn more there. But also call and contact the person, the GMX distributor or the GMX trainer who has given you this recording to listen to or invited you to listen on. Contact them for more information, and we can help you get the GMX product into use. And anybody that's interested, we can assist you in joining us and assisting us in getting this product out to the world. And Jim, thank you very much. Listeners,
thanks,
thank
Larry.
You. And let's get GMX on every car.
All right.
Good day, everybody.